What is up, everybody? My name is Sarah, and we're back with episode two of the Salty Tea. I'm gonna have to come up with a new nickname for you guys. Maybe the Salty Tears. I don't know. Let me know what you think. Give me some ideas for some nicknames. So, I hope everybody had a great day. As you know, I film at night, so it is currently 7:30 p.m. here in Alabama. I don't know where you live or where you're at, but let me know. So I got a total of 11 emails over the past 24 hours of me posting my first ever podcast episode, and that made me excited. And basically, questions are about me and asking a little bit about myself. And so I'm all for that. So anytime you want me to talk about something or have a question that you would like me to address when I'm doing my episodes, just feel free to, I can't talk today. Like, what is wrong with me? Feel free to email me or find me on my socials. Every episode, I will make sure that all of my socials are listed so that you can find me easier. And I will respond, if not via the way that you actually asked me, but in a podcast for the next episode. I don't know if I addressed this in the first episode, but I am going to try to post and do my best to post daily. As I've stated before, I do work a full-time job for FedEx, so sometimes it is a little overwhelming, and I get off later than expected, just depending on how heavy the route is that day. So I would do my very best to actually post daily, which normally 9 times out of 10 I will post between 7 and 10 p.m. and it will be up here for the next day. So we're currently recording on a Wednesday, so you may see this in an hour and you may see this tomorrow. But I will do my very best to actually start this. So and continuously keep up with it. So let's just dive right into this. So I hope everybody has had a great day. Mine was pretty much okay for the most part. It's a typical day for FedEx on a Wednesday. Typically my contractor, and I'm pretty sure this is the actual whole actual terminal in itself, all the contractors that work at this actual terminal that I'm working at. Have a really rough Wednesday. Wednesdays typically are my heaviest days, as it is for everyone. Some people have Mondays that are heavy because, if you have a business route and you don't run on the weekends, then you typically are getting, more packages on a Monday versus on a Wednesday or a Friday. So, some days are heavier than others. Some days are more heavy IC, and when I say IC, I mean big bulky boxes, not necessarily heavy, but weird, awkward sized boxes that are like jumbo size. Most of the time, I'm actually helping pull off stops and boxes off of a teammate who is pregnant. She's currently almost 8 months pregnant now. So, just currently trying to help her with those heavy lifting boxes, and even the ones with long crazy driveways, I try to do my best to pull off of her with my own route. So some days are a little longer than others, and I wanted to address that before getting too far into this, just so if I don't post one day and it's just because of that. And I'll always make sure that I let you know if I don't post and why I don't. So let's just get into how this day went. So typically, like I told you, I talk to Charles maybe 2, 3 times a day if it's, possible for him to get to the phone. So I had two conversations, actually 3 conversations with him today, and all went well. I always pretty much bitch about work and the workload, and he normally just laughs at me and, puts a little insight into it and tries to make me feel better. He is always great when he does that, even though he isn't here to physically put his arms around me and hug me about the horrible day I've had. He is always uplifting via on the phone, so I have to give him that for that. But every time, we say I love you about a million times to each other, and he calls me princess and baby and baby girl, and there's typically a lot of things he calls me, but the one that sticks out the most is princess. I mean, it makes me feel like special. Like I'm really special. So it just makes me smile every time he says that. But that's life. But like I said in the beginning, I had 11 email questions. Sorry about that. It's the other phone in the room and I didn't realize it was up loud, so you'll have to forgive me. I have 11 emails that I'm gonna answer on this episode today, and most of them seem like they're asking about me, and that's perfectly fine. I guess this is what podcasts are about. This is my second episode. But if you ever have a question about me or want me to address, or and it doesn't even have to be about me. It could be about any topic that you want to talk about. If I feel comfortable enough that I know that, I can actually converse in the conversation, I will feature it on an episode. And if not, then I will personally email you or message you, or however you contacted me, I will respond back to you in context. And explain why I won't air it. But if it's something that I resonate with, well, definitely we'll air it. But every question it looks like is about me and asking about myself. So let's get into it. So, the first email was, how do you manage to cope away from Charles? So with working, it helps a little bit. For new listeners or people who haven't heard this podcast before, people who are just joining in, let me just backtrack just a bit. In my first episode, it explains who Charles is, which is my soon-to-be husband. I'll call him husband, reference him. I really can't speak today, y'all. I really can't speak. I don't know what's going on. I will reference him as my husband. He is my fiance. We've been together 4 years. Well, it will be 4 years in December. And he is serving a sentence in jail right now. So, how do I cope with being away from him? Well, like I said, with work, I work a full-time job. So it's almost like I think of it as, if I'm working, he's still here. So I don't know, if that even makes sense or not, but I find things to do in my spare time. Hence why I made a actual podcast, because I can talk to myself pretty much, because that's what I'm doing. But I'm gonna talk to someone, and whoever resonates with this can, go ahead and say, oh, okay, I definitely understand that. But I find things to do in my spare time, it's definitely harder at night than it is during the day, because during the day I'm preoccupied with work. I can focus on my job, and I know I'm expecting a phone call from him, but if I don't, I start worrying. But I know whenever he does call me, he'll have an explanation as to why he wasn't able to get to the phone or why he couldn't talk to me that day. And it could be a number of things. Their phones aren't working, their phone system's not working, someone got into a fight, so everybody gets punished. They were on lockdown for whatever reason. I mean, there's a numerous round of, things that could possibly happen to get phone time taken away, that they are overcrowded in this jail. And I can tell you that there are some times I don't get to talk to them, but one time a day. And on Wednesdays they do store, so they have from Thursday until pretty much Monday, I want to say, to order from their little kiosk things that they get their commissary from, because it's not like it used to be, and visitation is not like it used to be either. Everything is electronic now. But you order and then you get it on Wednesday, and so they shut them down, or they do a lockdown for them as early as 5:30 in the afternoon, and typically they don't open phones back up until about 8:30. So with that being said, so he called me right before they locked down, and I don't want to say probably not, but I probably won't hear from him for the rest of the night, just because of how many people there are in this, this actual floor that he's on. There's about 45 to 50 people on this floor, and there's four working phones. Sometimes it goes down to three just because. But a lot of people like to take up a lot of times on the phone and not share, and that's just the way of life in there. So, I know if I don't hear from him today, I'll hear from him tomorrow. So I'm not really too concerned about it. But coping, as far as cope wise, I'm managing. I'm not gonna say every day is easy. There are days where I cry myself to sleep. There are days where I cry during the day, because that person that I want to call, I can't just call him up. I have to wait for a phone call because every phone call has to come from him. And it's been a long 4 months without him. And I think it's slowly getting easier because I can tell what time, I can tell by an app that how many days he has, how many weeks he has, how many months he has, so forth, et cetera. So I'm counting it down, definitely counting down the days until he gets out and he's released. And I cannot wait to put my arms around him because I'm so ready for him to come home. But I just put myself, like, I make myself busy. I like to crochet. I like to watch Netflix, like the average American. Obviously, I'm doing a podcast, so now that's taking some of my time up at night so I can do this and not think as much. But when I don't have anything to do, that's when it gets hard. And sometimes if I'm not actually fully exhausted from the workday, I really overthink a lot and it makes it really hard. That's why I've actually started this podcast, a big part of it anyway. Not just for, the shit talks and shit giggles, but just to pretty much tell the world that it's okay not to be okay. And I mean, it's a little bit of positivity, a little bit of saltiness, and a lot of sweet tea because I love tea. The salty tea. So pretty much just finding things to do while he's away is what I'm doing. And I don't know how I'm doing it. I'm just doing it. I've always been told that I'm a strong person and I'm starting to believe it because I mean, this isn't the first time I've had to be away from him and this is the first time I've ever had to be away from him while he is locked up. But on a different note, being away from him for actually 7 months, but still having the opportunity to be able to Snapchat him whenever I wanted, text him whenever I wanted, and actually get a response, call him, et cetera. That is a different story, versus where he's at now. It's definitely different. I can't just drive where he's at and say, hey, I want to see Charles. That's not how it works. So an entire year without physical touch is a strenuous thing, but it takes a strong soldier to get through it. And I am one of those strong soldiers. I can definitely do that. So, just finding time, to occupy myself. And no, it does not include cheating because I am very much very invested in Charles. So moving on to the next question. I think I've talked enough about this one, but thank you for the question. I appreciate it. The next question is, how is your day going? My day was pretty good, for the most part. There was some eventful things that happened today. I did speak my mind, but I won't get into it unless you absolutely need me to spill the tea. But I will say that it was an eventful day. I had a lot of ICs, but not too terrible. I had to sip some tea on that one. It's just a typical day for FedEx for me is I go in, I'm a van driver, so I definitely load the vans. I sort my stuff, load the vans, and then I'm on my way with my route. Like I said, it was my heaviest day today of the week. And it could very well be a heavy day tomorrow. I don't know. But we'll see. But for the most part, it's doing well. Like, it's great. I'm in positive spirits, good spirits, and I feel like I have accomplished something. So every day's a good day when you feel like you've, made a positive vibe on someone. So I hope your day was well. Thank you for the question. Question number three, what are my hobbies and goals? So hobbies, can sleep be a hobby and eating be a hobby? I'm definitely, if I could find a job to sleep, I would definitely work there full time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No breaks, no rest, none of that. I mean, I would be resting technically. Anyways, so hobbies, I definitely like to write. I definitely like to color. And when I mean coloring books like a 2-year-old because I'm a 2-year-old at heart. I like Netflix, so binge watching shows and then crying when it's over. Yeah, I'm that way. Having to watch a whole show or a whole season of something or 2 or 3 seasons and they have to wait like 3 years before they come out with another one, which makes me angry. Yeah. I like to crochet. I said that earlier. What else do I like to do? I like to be outside. I like water. So if I could be a mermaid or a fish, I would. That's just me. That's pretty much it. I mean, I probably have a few more goals that I'm not thinking about. And I probably will tell you probably halfway through this, but I don't know. That's for the most part, that's, my hobbies. I'm a pretty boring person, I guess. And this would be about hobby too, so podcasting. And I'm still learning the ins and outs, so I apologize if it's not perfect or up to your standards or par. And so goals, I definitely would like to actually be married to Charles before the world ends. What kids of my own one day. I would like to buy a piece of land and put a trailer on it that I can build on. I want to start a garden, vegetable and flower garden. I have an interest in learning about, homestead type things and, natural healing with herbs. I really have an interest in that. To be able to grow something. I mean, I've grown things in pots before and, they've actually turned out really well and, bloomed and blossomed and, all of that. I would love to be able to make a whole garden, and just watch it grow and just feel good about it. Let's see, what else do I want to do? I want to be able to, buy another car that does not fall apart. Doesn't everybody, right? Broke bitch over here. I'm telling you. FedEx, you hear the word FedEx and everybody thinks that you work, I mean, make all this money. And I promise you, FedEx is not where the money's at. It's a good pay, decent paying job that pays the bills, but I mean, Mrs. Struggle Bus over here is always struggling because, oh my God. But yeah, those will definitely be my goals. The biggest thing I want to do, oh, also, let me backtrack that. I would love to finish out college with a degree that I want to do. I definitely don't see myself working at FedEx for the next 100 years. Because if I can make it through the year and I actually survive this after this entire almost year is up, then I have done well. But it is physically trying to tear me apart. But I definitely want to go back to school. I either want to finish out officially being a nurse or I want to go into the pharmacy. Both are very big interests in me, and my secondary choice would be business. If nursing or anything with the medical field doesn't work out for me, I definitely want to open my own business for a boutique. I'm a plus size girl, so I would love to see more plus size boutiques, and I would want to open one and not just have clothing in there. I want to have candles and homemade soaps and lotions and crochet blankets, just a little bit of everything. One of my sisters. She opened a small boutique and she does handmade jewelry and they're some of the cutest pieces. If I could buy them all and afford them all, I would literally. And it's not just jewelry she does. She does a number of things. I don't know if any of you have heard about the Cricut, but the Cricut, you can put anything on anything with a Cricut. And I've seen her want to DIY some of the cutest little glass mason jar looking jar. Glasses, things, whatever you want to call them. If I could get her to do a whole set for me and sunflowers, I would be the most happiest person on the planet. I definitely want to get with her and ask her to make me a tumbler cup with sunflowers on it and another one for Charles to make, say, retired Navy on it. He also likes to game, so I may ask her to put some little characters for gaming on it and pay her for it. I'm not sure yet. And I do support local businesses, so before anybody comes for me and says, why would you pay your sister to do something when she's family? It's about supporting small businesses. Okay. So that's where I'm standing right now and goals and hobbies. So the next email I got, thank you by the way for that question. Where do you see yourself in 10 years? I love these questions because I have no idea, okay? Let me tell you something. I can't figure out what I'm gonna do in the next 10 minutes. What do you expect me to do or see myself in 10 years? Okay? I'm just gonna just put that out there. What I hope to happen in 10 years is that I am married and I have a house full of kids and have my own land with, a garden and a flower bed, of some sort all over my yard. Have, no debt, be graduated from school and be in a career field that I love, growing old with my man by my side. Just living life and enjoying everything, possibly have a beach house sometime, even a cabin on the mountains. Like these are things I really want. to see myself having in 10 years. Will they probably happen? I mean, I could work toward them, but I'm not gonna say like I think they're really gonna happen. Like I don't know. But you know, a girl can dream, right? But let's be realistic here. Let's think long term. The way that the world is going, I don't see any of this happening for me unless, you know, I have a whole other income, and right now Sproles is not here to help me. So the goal, the definite goal here is to, within the next 5 years, buy a piece of land, buy a trailer that we can, you know, add on to as we expand our family and grow old and get through the day by day, and then just work ourselves up into where we want to be. The biggest thing that I really want to see myself do within the next 10 years is graduate and be happy in a career field that I choose. Because I am definitely tired of coming home every day and waking up every day in so much pain. So definitely still trying to get that figured out between being a nurse and being in a pharmacist. I haven't decided yet. I have to do my research and what I want to do, but I definitely, that is the biggest goal, is to, or the top three, I'm going to narrow them down, is to be married to Charles, have my own place with a piece of land so I can quit renting, and definitely be graduated. So hopefully that answers your question, because in 10 years, I can't tell you what I see myself in. I can tell you what I want to happen, but I have no idea from 1 second to the other, because I am that discombobulated, if that's even how you say that. So, but I appreciate the question. That was a great question. So thank you. Out of your small circle, this is the next question. Out of your small circle, who are you closer to? I really hate questions like this, because if I say one person, everybody else is gonna get mad. So out of my small circle, I have about a good five friends. And every one of them have different personalities, and I have a little bit of every personality that I have friends with in me. So I guess that's why I click with all these people. So I'm just gonna name them, and I'm not gonna do last names. I'm just gonna name first names, and we'll go from there. So the first would be Rachel. Rachel lives next to me, really close to me, and she's a spunky little, cute little, just full of laughter and bubbly personality girl who really just takes no shit off of nobody. And she's got fiery red hair. She does her makeup really nice. I wish I could do makeup like her. She's an awesome personality. But she does have a resting bitch face, and it makes her perfect all the way down to a T. I definitely love her. She is full of spunk, and the reason why we're so close is because we've been through a lot of the same things together, and not like together as friendship goes, but like together in life. So we have talked a lot about things that's happened to us, and I definitely can sit there and say that I resonate a lot with what she has going on and what she has dealt with. And I'm just so glad I've met such a wonderful person. Like all the people that I know and I'm really close to are wonderful people, and I love them each, every, like every one of them down to the last hair on their toe. And I may be gross to you, but I'm just being serious. So Rachel is one. The next person I would say is Courtney. Courtney and I actually, we technically, our mothers knew each other from school, and then I think, I want to say that we started talking while I was still in high school or right after I graduated. I'm not 100% sure, but I mean, either way, it's like 10, 11 years that I've known this girl, and she and I are really close. We have a lot of the same similar ideas and tastes and, you know, in men. And in life in general, and Courtney is a fun, spunky, beautiful young lady, who, by the way, I think, and she's gonna shoot me if I get this wrong, but that's okay. I think she has 2 degrees, and oh my God, she is smart, and I'm so proud of her. She's a great worker, she's a hard worker, and I'm so proud of everything that she has accomplished and what she has, you know, gained in life. She's an awesome stepmama. Shout out to that sweet baby. And I just, we again have a lot of things in common and a lot of things that has happened to us that we understand. So that's another person that I could go to and talk to about anything. She's definitely someone that I definitely would trust with my life, along with Rachel, of course. And both of these girls are just super close to me, and we talk literally almost every day, if not every day. So Definitely resonate with both of them. Another friend that I'm super close to. Well, I know that was pure silence. Let's see. Well, I have a guy who is one of my gay best friends, and he is awesome. His name is Ethan, and he is another person that I can resonate with. He's younger than I am. But definitely somebody that I could talk to about anyone or anything, and he literally gets me. He is great, and he is such a blessing. And I met him through Facebook. I met him through FedEx. I cannot talk today. What is wrong with me? I need some tea. He is such a wonderful blessing, and as a person who just gets me and is fun and just intelligent. And he left FedEx for a different job, and I can tell he's thriving and he's so much happier because he's not killing himself out in the heat and picking up heavy ICs and boxes that are just wonky, and not having to deal with shitty customers. Because we still deal with shitty customers. Just because we're a delivery driver, don't get it twisted. We deal with shitty people. Every job I feel like has to deal with shitty people and customer service, obviously. But he is another great friend that I have, and I think I'm gonna stop at three. These are the three main people I talk to more than anything, on a daily basis. And I feel like that we have gained like a lot of love and trust. I'm gonna keep it at three. I could list a few more, but I'm trying not to go over on a million long minute time frame here. So definitely three of the closest people that I have. And then of course, if I'm really gonna name my best friend, number one best friend in the entire world, it would be Charles. I just wanted to say that because Charles and I, we come from the same similar background as a child. He had a really troubling childhood. I had a troubling childhood, a hard childhood. But there were events in mine and his that were completely different. So, it wasn't like I went hungry, or it wasn't like that, I was left alone or any of that. But his story is touching to hear, but to see the great man that he has become and how hard he has worked for our family and even just himself, that shows for me how truly grateful and how blessed I am to have a man as such. So definitely Charles being number one, Rachel, Courtney and Ethan all are beautiful people, and I love them so much, and I could not see myself without them in my life. So thank you for that question. That was a beautiful question. Even though I hate questions like that, I will answer them. So the next question, are you the only child? And I am not. I have an older sister that lives in Georgia, and I have two younger sisters who live here in Alabama. And I have a few more siblings. I swear I do, somewhere in the world, I want to say. You never know. But I am definitely not the only child. Definitely not. So thank you for that question. That was a great question. The next question is closer to mom and or dad. So I'm gonna say my grandmother, and my grandmother is no longer with us. She passed away in 2020. It was the hardest time of my life. Definitely the most difficult death I have probably ever faced and probably will ever face, because she was literally my best friend. She taught me everything I know and everything I needed to know, but I still had a lot more growing up to do. I did lose her when I was 24, and I'm almost 30 now. So I lost her a few months before my 25th or 26th birthday. I'm sorry. So it has definitely been a difficult time in life, because I used to call her up and just figure out how to do things, because she had an answer for everything and she knew a lot of everything. So with that being said, I would definitely say if an option was my grandmother, it would definitely be my grandmother. But if I had to choose between my mom and dad, it would definitely be my mom. My mom and I talk every day, if not every day, every other day. My dad and I don't talk as much, but I do love them both. And I can never, I can't say that we don't, I mean, neither one of us, neither my mom nor my dad and I all, neither one of us with either one of them have the greatest relationship. I'm a hothead because I'm bipolar and I have ADHD and I have a lot of things going on. So definitely, not the closest, but if I had to choose one or the other, it would definitely be my mom. Thank you for that question. That was a really great question. And the next question is, how is FedEx life? FedEx life is thriving. JK. JK, literally. FedEx life is FedEx life. That's all I can really tell you about it. Like I said earlier, some days are harder than others. Some routes and some days are heavier than others. And some days I want to pull my hair out. Some days I'm like, ooh, I got 60 stops. I can get done at this time. But I am hourly and I do my best to stretch things out as far as I can stretch them out. So yeah. So the next question, a great question, by the way. Thank you. So what do you do in your spare time is the next question. So what do I do in my spare time? Just like I said, with my hobbies involved, well, hobbies. I'm making podcasts now, so podcast. I watch Netflix. I crochet blankets. I'm not the best at it. I'm not a professional. Nothing I do is professionalism, I promise you. I'm not a grade top tier class in anything that I do. I just wanted to put that out there. Maybe fucking shit up. That's probably what I'm A class in, because I'm a bullshit starter, apparently. That's what I've been told. I'm just kidding. Yeah, definitely crocheting, watching Netflix, probably being lazy. Is that an the is can I say that? I mean, this is my podcast. I can say whatever I want. Definitely being lazy. But yeah, I don't do much. By the time I come home, I am dead tired. So, or I could put in here making TikToks because I make a fool of myself and make TikToks and look like a crazy person. Yeah. That's pretty much what I do in my spare time if I'm not working. I'm probably sleeping, to be real with you. So thank you for that question. So number nine is pretty much the same question like number one, and it is, how are you holding up dealing with your spouse being away from you? And in a way it is the same, and in a way it's not. So I say that because it's, how are you holding up dealing with your spouse not being away from you? The one word that I can describe this is hard. I am literally almost always depressed, but I do my best not to show it. I push myself to find things to do so I'm not thinking or overthinking about anything, and the fact that he's not here with me literally every second of the day, because I am that obsessed with my man. And if you're not, then you're not doing it right. Sorry, not sorry. But pretty much just as long as I'm preoccupied with doing something, hint why I made podcasts, I'll say it over and over and over again. I'm sorry if you get tired of hearing it. As long as I'm doing something so I'm not overthinking, I'm okay. But once I go to bed, that's when it hits harder than anything, because obviously I have to rest up for the next the physical work day, because I have to have the strength to move these boxes and deliver, because you don't want to be in a truck or a van or any delivery vehicle trying to drive and be exhausted. So there are days where I just get really super depressed. I was super depressed on our 1 year anniversary for our engagement because we couldn't celebrate, but he did manage to call me and he cheered me up. And those are the things that I'm using right now. Excuse me. Those are the little things that I'm holding in right now. I have pictures all over the wall of him. I have a t-shirt. Well, I have several t-shirts because actually I have all his clothes here. What am I talking about? I have all his clothes here. And yes, I wear them to bed. I have no shame. I will tell you that. Yes, I wear them to bed. Yes, they smell like him. I spray his cologne on his clothes and go to sleep in them. That is comfort for me. So don't come at me. And if you think it's weird or think it's, bougie or, whatever, whatever, think what you want. I really don't care. I told you in the beginning, I would tell you how I feel and how it is and how real I can be, and that's literally it. But I'm pretty much doing the best that I can as well, as far as your question goes. A lot of these were anonymous questions, and I want to say thank you again for all these questions. I have two more, and then we'll be done with this episode. So I really appreciate all these questions. These are great questions, by the way. So I do appreciate everybody that's took the time to actually, talk to me and ask me about, myself, because that makes me feel loved and valued, and you all are loved and valued. So next question would be, what kind of animals did you say you had? So I have two animals. I have Mr. B, who is my dog. He is a black lab. He is 2 years old. He just turned two. He is crazy and he is full of sass. He likes to back talk when he wants attention. But he is the sweetest big old baby ever. Charles says he's a daddy's boy. I say he's a mama's girl. But I'm only saying he's a mama's girl because he likes me when I'm here. And daddy's obviously not here, so and the other animal I have is a cat, Miss Sage. She is a Maine Coon tabby mix. She is a small tabby with the Maine Coon body. Which she's super tiny, like, and that she's not getting any bigger. She has the fur of a Maine Coon, which is so beautiful. And I adore her. I adore her so much. The vet said that she would never fully like get bigger than what she is just because she's a mixed breed. But you know what? It is perfectly fine with me. She is perfect. She is my crackhead, sassy pants, woman who thinks she knows everything and thinks she owns this house. So, but like I said, Mr. B is my dog and Miss Sage is my cat. So thank you for that question. I love talking about my animals. And the last question is, would you follow back on socials if we followed you? The question is definitely yes. I love followers. However, sometimes I don't see them right off. So don't get mad at me if you follow and I don't see them. But I definitely would follow you back. The requirements for me for socials is one, you gotta have an actual Facebook, or when I say Facebook, but a social profile picture, because if you're blank, I ain't adding you back. I'll block you. And you at least need to have your age in there. I will not follow anyone under 17 years old for legal reasons. You are an adult after technically 16, not really, but you are still technically going into adulthood at 17. Please, if you do try to follow me on socials, please be mindful I am getting married. I am not trying to take your man from you. I am not trying to get with you. And no, I'm not going to hook up with you. Do not send me unsolicited dick pics because you will automatically be blocked and reported. And if I find out that you have a spouse or a girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, your spouse will be told, just so you know. I'm not gonna not tell them because that's disgusting. Don't do that. Be a better human. So that is it for my emails today. So if you have any more questions, please let me know. Email me, find me on Twitter, find me on Instagram. Let me know what you want to talk about, and I'll definitely answer them. So the next topic, which will be for tomorrow, all goes well and nothing happens, crazy to me. I really don't know. We're doing this day by day, and if there's a ton of more questions, I would love to answer them, and I'll answer them here on my podcast episode. If not, then we'll talk about something that resonates with me. I have a few ideas that I could, talk about. But like I said, this podcast is about an everyday life, what I'm doing, how I'm coping, how life is going with me and how life is going for you. I just want to, anybody that's resonating with anything I've said, let me know. I would love to know. Life is hard out there, and sometimes you need someone to talk to and you need a friend. So just let me know. Like I said, all of my socials will be made sure to be posted in every description of every episode I do, so you can find me easier. Once you follow, just make sure that you keep up. I try to do my best to be a bit of a social butterfly, but I'm not always a social butterfly. I'm sorry. Work consists of my life and consumes my life, and then if I'm not working, I sleep. So, but that's it for tonight. I hope everyone has a wonderful night, and I can't wait to talk to you guys tomorrow. Send me stuff. I love you. Peace out.